Welcome back. You're listening to Eye on the Outdoors award-winning radio show. Now, here's your host, Ray Eye.
His heart seeing foreign cars filled with fuel, it isn't ours, and wearing cotton we didn't grow. He's got the red, white, blue, blind high on a farm, semi-fried tattoo on his left arm. Spent a little more in the store for a tag in the back and says USA. He won't find nothing that he can't fix with WD-40 and a Craftsman wrench. He ain't prejudiced.
Indeed, boys and girls. Little Toby Keith. So glad to be able to play that song. God bless America. Awesome. Welcome back. Thanks for riding through the break. Your host, Ray I, Peanut, Matty G, from the Bunker Midwest Outdoor Studios. And we're having a great Saturday morning. Yes, indeed, boys and girls.
April already, and it's youth turkey hunting season.
Here we are in our last segment. It's going to be time for a little story time. And as it is youth season, this week's story time is called Young Guns, one I wrote some years ago about hunting with the kids and how important it is for us to pass it on.
I have worked with the kids for over 30 years with organized youth hunts and lots of organized youth hunts down in the Ozarks, northern Missouri, and around the state. I've had some great kids and some great times. I remember each and every one of those kids I've hunted with. I love all of them. It's really interesting, and it makes me very proud when I'm someplace in public and a grown adult comes up with a family and reintroduces herself and thanks me for taking them on a turkey hunt back when they were a kid, a youth turkey hunter on one of our organized youth hunts. It's just an incredible feeling when that happens. Last several years, I've been working with the Ozark Radio Network, KFNS 590 The Fan, Midwest Outdoors Magazine, Monty's Outdoors, and Gary Lee, and we'd have a drawing at Monty's Outdoors and promote this on all the radio programming. We've had over 1,000 kids in that drawing. We get the winner and the second place winner, and they go on a hunt with myself and Gary Lee, and we shoot it for television. Well, this year I'm doing something a little different. This year I'll be working with the Missouri Youth Governor's Hunt with Brandon Butler with the Conservation Federation of Missouri and the Missouri chapter of the National Wild Turkey Federation. And my youngster this year for this hunt, I donated my time. Happy to do that and glad I could do that to go in and take one of these kids on the governor's hunt. My kid is going to be Zach Chopla. We're going to meet up in Jefferson City at the Conservation Federation of Missouri headquarters first. They're going to do some training and some gun information and about the hunt, because most of these kids have never turkey hunted. And then really cool, we're going to go to the governor's mansion for dinner. We'll be having dinner with our kids at the governor's mansion with the governor. And then we're going to go to a great farm with lodging, food, everything supplied for these kids. And I'll be shooting television for Midwest Outdoors Television. I'm going to do a little intro song, a little combination song from Mossy Oak about Pass It On, that I added great springtime audio sounds. I use this song a lot in the intros and stuff working with kids. And we're going to play that, and then we're going to get into a little story time. Here's our intro song.
Mossy Oak Swamp Bottom, dewdrop falling. Old Tom answering a hoot owl's call. Nothing like the sound when the day breaks. Me and Daddy in the woods on a Saturday. See, his granddaddy hunted these hills, and I hope someday my kids will. He said, do me a favor before I'm gone. Love this land and pass it on.
All right, let's get into this little bit of story time. Here we go. Have a great weekend. Be careful out there. And most of all, when you go turkey hunting, have fun. See you next week.
Okay, boys and girls, it's story time with your Uncle Ray. This week's story is Young Guns, the future of hunting in America. My young hunter jumped suddenly
as the gobbler's love call rattles from just under the edge of the steep ridge. Little Sarah, perched on a small stool, is facing the wrong way. So I quickly lift Sarah, seat and all, and turn her to face the oncoming feathered springtime thundergut. I'm hunting with a group of great kids in the Missouri Ozarks on an organized youth turkey hunt. Youth turkey hunts help build positive attitudes, personal achievement. They are a personal nudge of encouragement for life's journey, all while creating wonderful memories for our young hunters. There's a variety of kids in our camp. Most are experiencing turkey hunting for the first time. Some are from broken homes, several are without dads, and a few others have physical handicaps. It's also really sad, all the negative and bad things that so many kids experience in their young lives. In today's world, there's just so much competition for young people's time. Computer games, malls, television shows, movie theaters, and theme parks. So it's very important to make a positive impression and for them to have a great time and a fun time doing it. For more than 30 years of turkey hunting with young hunters, I've been fortunate to have hunted with youngsters from all across America. I've had the privilege of introducing countless kids to hunting, and it's always the same. It gives me a wonderful feeling of giving, sharing knowledge, and the outdoors with awesome little people who bubble with excitement from the all-new experience. I remember every kid I've ever hunted with. I love them all. I hugged and squeezed the stuffing out of each and every one of them. I've always believed a little love and attention is something that way too many kids go without in their childhood. But by giving them time and much-needed attention, our youth hunters are really revved up, and it creates a measure of excitement and meaning into their lives. It's an amazing thing to guide a young hunter to their first gobbler, but even more importantly, by spending just a little time with those amazing little people who only require a little direction, a little love, and just a little attention, it builds character, self-esteem, and builds wonderful memories of their very own. And just like me, they will cherish those memories for the rest of their lives. I always teach my young hunters there's so much more to hunting than just killing a turkey. It's really about the total outdoor experience. It's also very important to experience every aspect of turkey hunting. So it's imperative at mid-morning to load them up and head out to the local cafe for a huge breakfast. I'm a very blessed and very fortunate person to have experienced many wonderful things during my childhood. I grew up in a loving family and a two-parent household rich in hunting heritage. I have wonderful memories of turkey hunting at an early age. When I was barely old enough to walk, my dad would ride me piggyback with him to go hunting. I vividly recall sights, sounds, and aromas of the old farmhouse. Some of those memories are the smell of fresh split firewood, the aroma of kerosene lamps and wood smoke, which always takes me back to when I was a little boy. For me, there's nothing that compares to awakening to the smell of breakfast cooking on a wood stove, whippoorwills and owls calling adjacent to the sounds of a spring-fed stream tumbling over the rocks and down the valley. On those long-ago opening mornings, my grandma would appear in my room in the glow of a lantern in a bright-colored dress and a food-stained apron with an aroma of fresh-baked biscuits. Her fingers would tickle my ribs, and a warm voice would ask, "Are you playing possum?" Giggling, grandma would always say, "You'd better get up, because those old gobblers will be hollering before long." After breakfast, I would stagger into the unmistakable aroma of an outhouse, the creaking sound of the spring as the door opened, the constant buzz of insects while gazing through pictures in a Sears and Roebuck catalog by the light of the lantern. An early morning climb up the mountain with my grandpa with the aroma of a cigar, spring wildflowers, and chalk dust from a striker call. But there's nothing in my lifetime as special as sitting with my dad against a huge tree just as daylight breaks, gobbling echoing across the hills as my fingers are wrapped around one of Grandma's jelly biscuits. My turkey hunting past is filled with special memories from old-time wilderness campfire turkey camps, a special place where practical jokes ran rampant and everyone in camp was related. It was a world where early April morning mountain air filled with the aroma of fresh coffee and bacon frying. And on a lazy Sunday morning, I would listen to church music drifting up from the hollow and ringing of cowbells from grazing cattle at the base of the mountain. Yes, I'm fortunate, with so many wonderful turkey hunting memories, and I believe it's my destiny, no, my obligation and my responsibility to pass along my years of experience to future generations of grown-up American citizens, future world leaders, and turkey hunters. And that's story time this week with your Uncle Ray.
Thanks for joining us on 590 The Fan. for Eye on the Outdoors, award-winning radio show.
Brought to you by Midwest Outdoors Magazine and Television, helping you enjoy the outdoors since 1967. Mossberg Quality Firearms, built rugged, proudly American. Indian Creek Shooting Systems, quality waterfowl and turkey choke tubes. Thomas Coffee, the official coffee for Eyes on the Outdoors. CFM, Conservation Federation of Missouri, at confedmo.org.
Z-Max, micro-lubricant for guns. Z-Max, made in America. RTP Outdoors, rtpoutdoors.com.
Thanks for joining us, and always be a positive role model for hunting, gun ownership, and conservation. We'll see you next time around the campfire. Be safe out there in the woods and on the water. Say goodbye, Peanut.
Defend her still today, but there ain't no